Hey guys! Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Animal Sex Facts with Kelly. Today we will be discussing how dopamine release in the medial preoptic area is related to hormonal action and sexual motivation in the Japanese quail. A quick side note, this podcast summarizes the 2010 research conducted by Clayton Nelson et al. Published in Behavioral Neuroscience. You can check out the full paper on Laura Behan's Neurobiology of Sexual Behavior Moodle page. So, without further ado, let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you. As I mentioned in the introduction, the brain region we will be discussing today is the medial preoptic area, hereby referred to as the MPOA. And this is a really cool region of the brain for two reasons. One, because it is sexually differentiated between males and females. And two, because dopamine release in the MPOA has been shown to help facilitate male sexual behavior in rats and other mammals. In fact, the MPOA is hypothesized to focus the male's motivation on sexually relevant stimuli, coordinate genital reflexes necessary for erection and ejaculation, and enhance male typical motor patterns of copulation. However, prior to this recent study in Japanese quail, scientists were still figuring out if the MPOA is more involved in the execution of sexual behavior or in the motivational aspects of masculine sexual behavior. There has been so much debate because it is hard to measure the temporal pattern of dopamine release in live subjects. However, the scientists in this paper recently developed an in vivo microdialysis procedure in the MPOA of Japanese quail. Microdialysis is a great tool that is used widely in neuroscience studies because it is one of the few techniques available that permits the quantification of neurotransmitters and hormones in the behaving animal. Up until this study, it had only been used in rodents, and those studies found that the presence of a female enhances dopamine release in the MPOA in a testosterone-dependent fashion, and this release is critical for the activation of copular behavior. However, since rats exhibit erections, the researchers couldn't say for certain if this change had to do with sexual motivation and performance or with a change in arousal that might facilitate penile erection. This recent study tried to clarify those results by using the same microdialysis procedure in Japanese quail. But before we get into the results, I brought in Sophie Hess, a Japanese quail expert, to give us more of an understanding about the actual sexual behavior of the Japanese quail. Hi Sophie, thanks for coming in today.
Happy to be here.
So, I have to start by saying that Japanese quail has got to be one of my favorite comparative models for sexual behavior. Not only are they adorable, but you were telling me earlier that they are also visually oriented, like humans.
Yeah, unlike humans, however, males do not exhibit erections. Rather, both male and female Japanese quails have a colochia.
Really? So how do they have sex?
During reproduction, they briefly touch their colochia together to transmit sperm and fertilize eggs. Prior to copulation, male Japanese quail will increase the rate of their rhythmic colochial sphincter movements, or RCSM. This produces foam, containing sperm, that is transferred to females when they touch their colochia together.
Interesting. So, what makes them a good model study?
Well, gonadally intact males increase the rate of these movements when they are provided with only visual access to a female. Thus, RCSM, produced while a male is viewing a female in anticipation of copulation, provides a nice measure of sexual motivation in male Japanese quail, and since quail do not exhibit erections, the detection of a change in the release of dopamine in the MPOA can be more readily tied to sexual motivation and performance.
So that's why they are a model organism for studying the dopaminergic regulation of male sexual behavior.
Exactly.
What exactly did this study find in regards to the dopaminergic release in the MPOA?
The researchers began by implementing a microdialysis probe into the experimental male, and then placing him on one side of the microdialysis chamber. Then, the researchers placed a female on the other side of the chamber, so they basically just had a glass barrier between them. This provided the male quail with only visual access to a female.
And as you've already mentioned, gonadally intact males will increase the rate of their RCSM movements when they are only provided with visual access to a female. And the RCSM produced while a male is viewing a female in anticipation of copulation provides a nice measure of sexual motivation in male Japanese quail.
Yes, exactly. So the researchers found that in the absence of pre-copulatory rise in dopamine, males failed to copulate when the barrier separating them from the female was removed. In contrast, males that showed a substantial increase of dopamine in the MPOA during pre-copulatory interactions behind the barrier copulated with females after its removal. They also found that there was no difference in dopamine during periods when the quail were copulating as compared to when the female was present, but the males were not copulating. Therefore, pre-copulatory dopamine predicts future dopamine levels and copulatory behavior frequency.
Wow. So what's the main takeaway from the study?
I would say that the main finding is that their results provide further support for the hypothesis that dopamine action in the MPOA is specifically linked to sexual motivation as compared to copulatory behavior per se.
I guess in the case of the MPOA, you don't necessarily need a happy ending to be happier. You just need to be able to visually see your mate. You guys know what that sound means. It's time for our fun animal sex fact of the week. This week, we are sticking with the Japanese quail, so I'll hand it over to the expert. Sophie, take it away.
Yeah, so male Japanese quail are also really interesting species to study because they engage in this learned social proximity response, which is basically where after copulating with a female, males will learn to stand and watch her for like a significant amount of their time. This is seen in the wild, but it's especially seen in the lab. After a single copulation, males will spend the majority of their time, even days at a time, standing in front of a window that provides a view of the female.
I'm struggling to decide if I think that's cute or creepy, so in the meantime, I'll just play. Alright guys, that's all the time we have today. I'd like to thank Sophie Hess, our Japanese quail expert, for being here today.
Of course.
See you guys next week.